His husband has died as a
widow.
All right. Have you ever heard the term grass widow?
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean?
It used to mean when you were a widow at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
But you never hear it used anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm under the impression that a grass widow is a woman that's divorced.
Oh, well, that might be too. A young woman that was divorced, yeah, is a grass widow, maybe. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. The we find, again, a lot of people have heard of it, but the real difference
it's
between what it means, yeah.
I believe that's what the meaning of grass widow is when...
was a young divorcee.
Or anybody divorced is a grass widow.
All right. The, that's like, was the young lady that was in here earlier, is that...
My daughter?
Yeah, that's what I thought,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. If you have a daughter, by definition, she's not a boy, but she's a,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What would you call a thing that a young mother would put her child into to take him out for some air?
Stroller.
Okay.
Well,
is there?
They used to call it perambulator or something, and a carriage, and I don't know what all.
Okay.
But now it's a stroller.
Okay. And those are the only terms you'd use for it? You wouldn't use the term baby buggy or anything? Or?
No, buggy was a long time ago, too.
They used to use that term.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If a lady is going to have a baby and you don't bring a doctor in, but you have another woman there that helps with
it's the... A midwife.
Okay. Were there any other terms for it that you knew? Or? Okay. If you have a father, say, that has a big nose, and the son has a big nose, too, you can say the boy does what? The boy...
takes after his father.
Okay. Let's see. Do they ever have a term for a child that's born where his mother was never married to his father? A number of terms for this.
Illegitimate.
All right. Would they ever have any other terms for it?
Yeah. Bastard.
Mm-hmm. Would there be any jocular terms or anything that's sort of funny that they'd say? Or? Okay. If your brother or sister had a son, he would be your what?
Nephew.
Okay. A lot of times, well, when a child's parents die when he's still young, you can say the child is a...
orphan.
Okay. A lot of times when you have an orphan, the court is going to appoint somebody to be his...
guardian.
Okay. The, let's see. Are you all, still bearing up, or...
Keep going, I'm counting the pages.
Is that, well, this, we normally, do take a break in this. I don't know whether you... went through or not, but all right, we'll go on. The next thing is a bunch of real simple things. We just want to hear you pronounce real obvious words. I mean, I hope they're obvious. It's the first thing that comes into your mind if I'm good at doing this. The mother of Jesus was named
Mary.
Okay, and George Washington's wife was named
Martha.
Okay, and our current president's brother is named
Billy.
Yeah. It always gets a ride. There used to be a song that went, "Oh my darling, something gray."
Darling, Nellie Gray?
Yeah, yeah. The first book of the New Testament, first of the four Gospels, is
Matthew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you have a fellow named Mr. Cooper, his wife is going to be named what?
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. Before he was the president, Eisenhower was what?
General.
Okay. Did they ever have a term for a, not a properly